Hey guys, welcome back to the Evan and Caitlin podcast, the podcast where we are dropping shocking truths such as how we may not actually be YouTubers, we might be bloggers. Because really, what defines what you are? What you've had more success at? Or what you've been doing,
started.
But also what you've been doing for longer and what you've done more of. Because today we're going to be talking about our secret blog that may not actually be so secret because it's evanandcaitlin.com. But there's a lot of things that you probably don't know about our blog.
Yes. Sorry. I'm all tied up in knots here with my mic, with my headphones. One second.
Those of you who are just listening may be confused right now, but Caitlin has gotten herself into a fine mess.
Okay. So I'm good.
I was looking up data, Caitlin.
Yes.
On evanandcaitlin.com, we have 451 total posts. 148 are from main channel videos.
Okay.
108 are from gaming videos, which leaves 195 blog posts. We have done more blog posts than we have done YouTube videos.
Wait. But don't we have one for every podcast too? Meaning there's like 59?
Oh, yeah.
So whatever 195 minus 59 is. Let's do some live 59. Math.
136. Oh, we passed. We just passed it.
We just recently passed our
136 blog posts. So we just recently became YouTubers.
That's weird, though. We had a lot of blog posts.
We had a lot of blog posts. And what you guys might not have heard from us yet, because we just haven't talked about it much, is when we talked about our journey as YouTubers, we kind of started it with when I quit my job. We started Instagram. We started making products from West Elm. And to me, that's kind of where I initially thought we started. But I was wrong.
It kind of started with the blog.
It kind of started with the blog back in February of 2013.
Oh my God.
That's more than 7 years ago.
That's a long time.
And we didn't actually start our Instagram until September of 2016.
Yeah. Well, I think one reason why we think of the start of like this whole YouTube thing being that period of time where you quit your job and we started selling products is because that's when we started thinking of like what can we do as a job. And that's why we started the Instagram account, because we were like, we need a social media presence.
Yeah, Instagram was for business reasons. The blog wasn't for business reasons.
But I will say the blog was one of those things where it was like, it's probably not ever going to be a business. And we're just doing it as a hobby. But like, if one of our posts blows up on Pinterest, I'm not going to be mad about it. Like, if we get pingbacks from other blogs featuring our projects.
Pingbacks and Pinterest.
I know. Oh. Such a like thing of the times. Like, I wouldn't have been upset if somehow we fell into being full-time bloggers at the time.
So a lot of what we're going to be talking about today, like we have so much to talk about, y'all.
I don't know if it's going to be one podcast or two.
We just kind of chanced upon this topic, and I'm like, we started thinking about it more and like talking about things with each other, and we're like, oh, no, we need to save this all for the podcast because we're getting really excited. So I have a big list. Caitlin has a big list. but I kind of want to start with the beginning, because Caitlin was the instigator for the blog. So I think I want to hear the story from your perspective. Like, why did you start it? Where were your inspirations? What was your like, where did this come from?
So, back when we were still in college and I was shopping for my first apartment, that's when I started getting into like DIY blogs and home design blogs and stuff like that. Because I was looking for inspiration of things that I could do on the cheap to make my apartment that I didn't even have yet look nice.
Because that's what it was all about then. Like, cheap ways to hack the system.
Yeah, it was like stuff. The prime of like IKEA hacks and stuff like that, you know? Like things you could do without a ton of tools or skills that you could do in a small space. And anyways, I got super into it. And specifically, I fell into two blogs that, like, I don't fully keep up with their blogs anymore, but I still follow them both on Instagram. And that is Young House Love and Chris Loves Julia. And, like, especially Young House Love. I do still keep up with them. I listen to their podcast.
Yeah.
Everything. So I've been following these people since 20. If I was looking at them in college, like, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
So I followed their blogs, and it was just a big inspiration to, like, not only to do projects like they were doing, but I just thought the fact that they shared it was really, really cool, and I wanted to do that. Even though it adds a bunch of work kind of unnecessarily because, you know, like I said, I didn't really expect it to be, like, become anything. Yeah.
So it's kind of like a little bit of a hobby with, like, but maybe.
A hobby, but with, like, oh, but if we could do this full time, it would be really cool. Like a hobby with that kind of, like, thing in the background.
Well, I think I'm not sure where to jump in with this side tangent. So keep where you're at bookmarked.
Okay.
But I feel like it might be a good point to kind of, like, share some of our past history, because in a way, Caitlin and I realized that we have been wanting to share things online
since, like, online existed.
Since online existed, yeah. Both of us had art accounts on various websites where we shared art. I created multiple blogs, one all about games, and one is so funny. I basically was, like, a meme aggregator. But, like, yeah. I'd find funny pictures and I'd share them on my blog, and they were, like, mostly wholesome things and cute things and cat things and, like, a mix of, like, cats, science, and wholesome content.
There you go. It hasn't changed
much. It's great. It's great.
Well, and I had a couple
And video games.
Oh, yeah, and video games.
Those are my two, like, websites that I started.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I do now-ish, you know?
And I had two before we started the Evan and Caitlin blog as well. Mine, I was not nearly as dedicated to them, but I had one for, like, recipes that I started, posted, like, 5 recipes and stopped doing it. And then one that when I was in my apartment, I started documenting my projects.
Yeah.
And it was, like, 99% my DIY Halloween decorations and then, like, a couple other things.
Yeah. Caitlin's emo past was still, like, lingering. Dark Caitlin was still present. I mean, she's still present, but
she's always present.
Yeah. But, like, both of us have had inclinations to create content and specifically share it online for the longest time. But for the longest time, there's not much point.
Well, even
from a productivity standpoint. Because also both of us like things to have meaning, purpose. And it's hard for us to do things long without having that, like, understanding of why we're doing it, have that purpose and everything.
Yeah, yeah. And I think because of that, that's why the blog, like, we would do it, like, very consistently for a while, and then we would fall off for, like, 6 months, and then we'd do it very consistently for a while. But we did do it from, like, 2013 to, I think, 2016 or 2017 were our last posts before it just, we basically just use our website as, like, a place to gather all of our content from our videos and our gaming stuff and our podcast. And now a blog post these days is just, like, a post with that video embedded and any, like, links associated with it.
And, but, like, some of the videos used to be, we used to post videos and write up a huge written tutorial.
That's true. We did used to do that.
Photos, do plans, diagrams, additional content.
That's true.
And would share that on, like, our website and on Reddit and on Imgurl and on Instructables and just everywhere we could share it. And so there are some of our blog posts that have a video and a detailed write-up.
That's true. And then we got lazy and we stopped doing those detailed write-ups.
I have more that I want to share on that, outsourcing the writing of that, like, stories around sorts of things. But I feel like we're not ready yet. I feel like we need to, like,
still need to go stick into, with, like, the background.
History. Yeah, background first. We're going to do things in order, in an orderly manner.
Are we, though?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Okay, so inspiration. You're inspired by Young House Love, Chris Loves Julia.
Those are two of the biggest ones.
You had, like, some idea of, like, well, maybe it'll blow up.
I had hopes.
Yeah.
Like, Like I would do things like I made a Pinterest account. I would post them on Pinterest and things like that.
And I got really into the technical ends of it. Like mm-hmm. from the beginning, we had it set up. And the setup that we set up in 2016 is still holding...
2013
is still holding up over 7 years later. You know,
yeah.
We put in analytics. We put in like all of these like a few different plugins, and we have like we have been updating it, and we have been maintaining it because it's good to own that URL, to have that history for Google. So when people are Googling us now or like all sorts of things, we own so many search results for our like merch and for our FAQ and for all sorts of things. And it's come in handy.
Just because we've been posting on evidentcaitlin.com since 2013.
Yep. Yeah. Long time. We own that SEO, you know?
And also because we've been we haven't branched out much with how we name our various things.
Evan and Caitlin. Evan and Caitlin Gaming. Evan and Caitlin Merch. Evan and Caitlin Shop.
It's like, Evan and Caitlin Podcast.
Yep.
Yeah. I think another thing that like I actively thought about then in terms of like, oh, well, in case this does go out to more than just, you know, our families reading it, is like the voice that we wrote in. And I think that's something that like we've kind of carried through to our videos.
Caitlin wrote every single one of our blog posts.
You wrote a few.
I wrote a few.
You wrote a few.
I'll give you all the credit though. And she was hilarious. She did like clickbaity titles, but in a good way. Clickbait, but like there's a great one that actually still gets views every now and then still. Galvanized to pecs, no blowtorch required. You know, like a way to like say like, why would they need a blowtorch for plumbing things, you know? And that's an early example of clickbait. And Caitlin, I want you to read. I took an extract from the galvanized to pecs, no blowtorch required.
Okay.
I want you to read
this. What I wrote?
This is the intro. Just like we do right now with skits.
Okay. Oh,
you,
yeah. Okay.
You are doing kind of like almost skit-like funny intros our blog posts, and I just love it.
Okay. First, before I look down and read, just to give you guys context, galvanized to pecs, what this post was is we have like galvanized pipes in our house, and we had some leaky ones, and so we were swapping out some of them to pecs piping, which is a different, like more modern type of plumbing, just so you have like, I don't know if that context is needed. Okay, I'm going to read it. Oh, I remember this. Okay, I'm going to have to do an accent.
I know, that's why I had to do this one.
So it's written... It's written as a conversation. So yes. I will do a normal voice for one side of the conversation and a British accent for another. Okay. How do we spend our Saturday nights these days? Why, hanging out in our attic for 6.5 hours, of course. 6.5 hours, Caitlin, bloody hell. Why on earth would you hang out in a blazing attic for 6.5 bloody hours? Oh, imaginary British person, because we were working on the PEX piping project I mentioned in our last post, of course. You're so silly. But I thought you so confidently said, and I quote, it didn't look at all that hard or expensive to DIY your own PEX. Yeah, well, the PEX part was easy. It's just everything else that took freaking forever. Gosh, don't get testy with me, you cheeky prat. Don't be such a turd. Bollocks, fish and chips, cheerio. That's the end of it. But that like was my intro.
That was a skit. Caitlin, you just did a skit.
I did a skit in writing.
It's so great.
Oh man. That's so crazy.
But like even back then you were doing like interesting titles.
I was trying to make
titles.
Tutorials funny.
Yeah, you were doing interesting titles that were like a little bit clickbaity, but like also not, because the reason why you said no blowtorch required for that is because in the middle of this project, Caitlin was looking up tutorials because the PEX pipe or the galvanized wasn't coming undone because it was rusted. And they're like, one quick tip, use your blowtorch to heat it up.
And we're Caitlin's like, we're not going to do a blowtorch in our attic, in our wood attic. That seems like a bad idea.
Yeah,
so it's like, it wasn't really clickbait.
It wasn't really clickbait.
That came up.
Yeah, so it's interesting that like the foundations that we thought of and had in place in a way back in the day still held true. I mean, let me look up this post. This galvanized to PEX was posted in 2013.
Oh my God.
April
2013.
So that's like at the very beginning of our like sharing stuff online journey.
Yeah. That is so interesting. And I'm not sure exactly why I wanted things to be funny too. Like, I think I had more fun with it. And I think, like, of the blogs I followed, Young House Love was one of the only ones that was actually, like, there are humorous parts in their writing, and I really mm-hmm. enjoyed it. And I think that's why I wanted to do it.
But I mean, looking through these posts, my gosh, they're so detailed. They're so detailed.
Instructional.
We almost share more information in these. No, I know we share information in our YouTube videos too, because, you know, a video is worth a bajillion words.
Yeah.
But like, my gosh, this there were like all these different steps. There's a bajillion photos. There was diagrams that Caitlin made. She like,
I would like illustrate over photos and do custom illustrations to show steps.
Yeah, like she do drawings, she'd label things.
Oh, I labeled where the mouse poop was that we found in our attic.
The leaks and the mouse poop. But also, you labeled the mouse poop there for a reason, because if you see mouse poop, there might be leaks, because
exactly.
That's where the mice go.
Yeah, to where there's leaks.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
Oh, yeah. But it's so interesting looking back at this, because like that's like at the very beginning of when we started a blog, and from the beginning you did it with humor, with quality, with polish, with everything set up, future proofed, and everything. And that's kind of like how we did our YouTube videos.
Yeah, no, that's true, because it was. I mean, our YouTube videos were very similar because they were tutorials, but they were. I mean, we tried to like throw in bits of humor and stuff as well. Just because we just read a thing, I had another thing that I wanted to read that made me laugh, because we were like kind of poking through our blog. And
we're going to talk. I want to talk about the feelings of poking through the blog later too.
So like, much like, oh my gosh. Nostalgia. Oh. Okay, but just to read another funny thing. So a lot of our blog post also covered like a bunch of our wedding projects. So we would talk about like the wedding a lot. And I find this particular excerpt funny, because like on our gaming channel, this is like a lot of backstory, but on our gaming channel, one thing that we say in the, like our chat says a lot is butts. I guess we say the word butts a lot too, but it which stemmed from when like a lot of gaming channels were getting flagged as for kids content, which
especially Minecraft,
which we play a lot of, and you know, people don't want it to be tagged as for kids, because then you don't get targeted ads, so you basically make a lot less money. And so we're like, we need to say a bad word, but not so bad that we get demonetized. And so we just decided the word was butts. So our chat periodically would just like start all shouting butts. Anyways,
it so confuses a lot of people.
It confuses a lot of people, which is why I decided to give like the backstory here. So it was in a post that was about like our upcoming projects and to-do lists. Item number one on the to-do list is to get our butts married already. Okay, now I'm picturing just our butts united in holy matrimony. Do you, Caitlin's butt, take Evan's butt to be your lawfully wedded butt husband for as long as you both shall butt?
It was great.
I don't know. I just like cracked myself up. Very few people were reading these. It was just
very
like,
few.
It was just like me trying to be funny.
Well, speaking of numbers, Caitlin, I actually looked up some interesting analytics. So don't look at my list, because I have this listed here. But in total, in the past 7 years, what do you think the total number of page views for our blog is?
Oh God, I.
Sorry, that's kind of a very on-the-spot question
I have no idea.
Okay,
I don't know.
This is an easier question. What do you think the most viewed, like, what do you think the most viewed post is, and how many views do you think it has?
Okay, I know it is at least over 10,000, because I know we have at least one thing that got pinned over 10,000 times.
Yes.
But I don't know how big it would have gotten.
I think you
50,000?
I think you might know what it is too. What do you think our most popular post on our web page is?
I'm gonna put it between two. It's either the part one of the love letters, mm-hmm. or it's house buying for noobs. And just to give you guys context, the love letters, that's the DIY marquee letters. We did a video on them too. Mm-hmm. House buying for noobs. We wrote like a guide for first time home buyers after we had bought our first house.
You think it's one of those two and about 50,000 views?
Yeah.
It is Both of those are our top posts. DIY okay, Marquee, okay. Marquee Letters number one, House Buying for Noobs number two. Marquee Letters is up to 245,000 page views for its life. I mean, that's over 7 years, but that's pretty good.
That's still pretty good for like a blog post from like two people. And that was like one of our first posts.
One of our first posts.
That's crazy.
Now, some of that might have came from, like, I think we might have linked it in our YouTube video, but most of it came from organic.
Well, and when we posted that video, the channel was pretty small.
Yeah. And then House Buying for Noobs is up to 68,000
dang
views.
That's crazy.
And in total, I mean, those two took up a huge chunk of it. In total, our blog has been have page views of 1.4 million, which is so crazy to me because we've put so much time and effort, and so many of those views are also from our YouTube channel. And like, just like a single one of our videos has like way more than that. It's just,
yeah,
it's just crazy to me. Oh my gosh. But like the House Buying for Noobs, that was really interesting to like put ourselves in that mind space again, because we put so much time, effort, research and everything into that blog post. For what? I'm not fully sure why. We put like days of effort.
So much.
Into this post. And I think one of the reasons why is because like we found that process confusing. We learned a lot and we wanted to share our experiences. Mm-hmm. And we felt strongly that like we were in a good position to share
our experiences,
it.
Yeah.
Like, but also not just like we were knowledgeable. We wanted to share what it was like for first time home buyers.
Yeah, well, because I had done a bunch of research trying to find that guide myself, because there's a bunch of guides, but because they're written by professionals, they leave out a lot of the like basic questions that I had.
Yeah, it was almost like too high level or
the guides were all too high level, and I couldn't find a lot of the like really basic stuff that I needed to know. So we broke it down at a much more basic level. So like we saw a gap. I think like part of it is I also kind of wanted to have it for us for like the next time we had to do this process, because like all the research was so painful. And I think another part of it is, even though like we're like, oh, the blog is just for fun, like I still kind of wanted things to get big.
Yeah. And that did really well on Pinterest and everything. And we had some realtors saying that they might use some of how we explained it.
Which felt really cool.
Yeah. And they're like, as a realtor, this is accurate and explained simply. And I'm like, wow. That's just what we wanted. That makes us really happy to hear.
Yeah, it was very satisfying.
Like, it was.
Helping people.
But it was interesting that like we put in so much effort.
So much effort.
I don't know.
I think in some ways.
And we didn't really have a clear reason. Okay, this is interesting. So the number of page views surprised you in a good way. Like, wow, that's actually more than we thought. Mm-hmm. One thing that's interesting. We ran ads on our website for not that long of a period of time. We really didn't monetize our website that much. But we did monetize it for over a year. Mm-hmm. Guess how much money we made?
$500.
$114.
Oh, no.
We put days, weeks, months of effort. We put so much time into this blog.
Oh, that's and so painful.
We made $114.
That's so painful.
Did we monetize it in any other way?
We tried once. Actually, no, because it wasn't really monetized. But we did try to do a partnered post once.
What was that?
But it was more like to hopefully get views, because they weren't going to pay us.
That sounds so scummy.
I know. But it was like the first time a company had reached out. And it was this, I'm not going to say what company it was. But it was like a relatively like medium to high end furniture company. And they were promoting their couches, and so they had this thing where they were like, oh, make a mood board. You know, if you make a mood board and you include our couch in your mood board and you link to it, then we'll share your post on our social media. Which, like, now that's just something we would just like archive.
I don't even think that they did it.
I don't think they did either, because like
scam.
I followed up with them several times, like weeks went by, and then finally, and we had already published the post, because they were like, we'll publish it and then our team will review it and decide if they want to do it. And then they came back to us with like edits, And I was just like, no. I just stopped. I didn't respond after that. Because it had been weeks. And I felt
early so exposure into like...
And they weren't even going
to
pay off.
Things that you need to be aware of when we get into this. I think that we did go in with like a little bit more eyes open. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was just one very small experience.
But. One very small experience, but still. Man. Yeah, but that's crazy. We only made $114.
Oh my gosh.
On the blog. Oh.
And we still don't have ads on the website just because like we don't get that many views on it. And it's like not worth like hassling not worth it. Yeah. The people who actually go there for like not much money.
Yeah. Plus, it's like, you know, if they go there and they click on a YouTube video, the YouTube video has ads. So it's, you know, I don't want to like...
That's the best way anyway.
Double down scalable on it. Stuff. Yeah. Oh, that's so weird.
Yeah.
So weird.
Wow. So we talked about your inspirations. Mm-hmm. I want to kind of talk about, like, ask you, what were your thought process behind how you added humor? Because you added a lot of fun humor. Caitlin added gifs. She told funny stories. She had a great voice. Like, what were some of your thoughts behind why you did it and how you did it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we kind of touched on this lightly, but I think it was just like I wanted our blog to be unique because there were a lot of very, very like so polished, so nice DIY blogs where like the pictures were perfect and it was picture perfect families.
Our
and,
pictures
like,
were not that perfect.
Oh, our pictures were terrible. And I just felt like if we were going to lean into something, our strong point was not going to be having beautifully staged photos. Our strong point was going to be like the voice that we told things in. And I also just like writing blog posts is a lot of work and I had more fun if I could make myself chuckle. But yeah, so I did do things like I added GIFs. Some were like we would make our own GIFs and then some were like just, you know, little meme-y type things that I found. I would try to do like little fun, cute illustrations.
Oh, Caitlin did so much custom art for our blog and everything like that. She did a whole illustrated guide on how to like fold the marquee sign and like where to, and color coded everything. And
yeah,
my gosh,
so many illustrations. Cause like, I really wanted it to be like visually nice and visually clear, but I would also try to add like humor in those illustrations and stuff. Like sometimes I'd have little characters of you or me or Moki, little Jubes. And stuff like that. Jube was definitely a character even back in the blog days. We were just scrolling through and there's so many Jube photos.
Also, our very first when I was looking up when we started the our Instagram, I didn't want to scroll all the way back to our Instagram, so I actually searched on our blog and we made a blog post about starting Instagram and that's how I found it. And I was looking when we first posted it, we had 49 followers and 6 posts and the very first post was Moki.
Of course.
Our very first Instagram post was just Jube.
Oh, that's great. And the 49 followers were probably just like our friends and family that we had told.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That's so crazy. But yeah, for humor, I think it was just like wanting to kind of be unique because I knew perfection wasn't the right thing to aim for. And I feel like that still kind of holds true in our YouTube videos. Like, we're not making like the most absolutely breathtaking, like gorgeous pieces of furniture or art. And we just try to lean into like being ourselves and like
having fun, making
bad jokes and having fun. But so it's interesting that there's like that through line
between both
between them. Yeah.
Yeah. So what was your most memorable post that you made that like you remember?
You know what I'm gonna say?
Oh, I think I remember. I think I might predict. Is it the poopy water?
It's the poopy water. I think that was my first foray into creative storytelling.
I think that you might have already told this story on an earlier podcast.
I think I have. Yeah. A quick summary is basically we had some plumbing issues after some people working on the house had no mercy on our toilet, and I had a very traumatizing experience.
And then we left on vacation.
And then we left on vacation, and it was there
and we came
for a
back.
Week, and we came back to it. Oh, God.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
It was truly traumatizing, and I felt like I had to write about it in detail on the blog.
With GIFs. Lots of GIFs.
Well, I got very creative with, like, GIFs, because I did not actually take any photos or videos of the process I had to endure.
And Caitlin was freelancing at the time and I was at work.
Yeah, so
and it was just Caitlin just soloing it.
Yep.
Well, oh, I think man.
So that reminds me of one reason that I think, another reason that I think we did the blog goes back to, you know how you were just saying, like, we like things to have purpose?
Yeah.
So some of the projects we did, so a lot of them, we saved money by doing things ourselves, I truly do think. But there's some things that, like, really wouldn't have cost us that much to have a professional come do, and we still did it anyway. And I kind of felt like having a blog to post projects to justified my cheapness, because I'm the cheaper one. Like, I didn't want to spend money on stuff. So I think that might have been part of it too. It was like, oh, but this would be such a great tutorial. But,
oh my gosh, Kaylin, do you remember our shower saga?
Oh gosh. Well, the shower saga is one where then after so much work, we hired someone, and then it's still terrible to this day.
Still terrible to this day. Still
bad.
Okay, can you summarize the shower saga? Because I feel like, guys, there's so much content. There's so many stories.
There's so many things that I'm like, I kind of wish that we were like vlogging.
Back then?
Yeah, vlogging back then. The blog is more of a vlog style.
It is more vlog. Yeah.
Because it's not
there is tutorial mixed with live storytelling.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah. It was tutorial.
And a lot of these were like multi-part posts, like part one, part two, part three, you know?
Our attic thing was 10 parts. How to blow insulation in your attic was 10 parts.
Oh my gosh.
But the shower, I don't remember how many parts the shower was, but it was like so many things. We had a loose tile, so it kind of started with that, and we had to like take off a tile and replace the tile. And I think you took it off, and we hired someone to replace it. And then the thing that took longer though was like people had used caulk where they should have used grout in parts of our shower. And so it was all like peeling off, but it was stuck in grout that was underneath caulk was. I spent days scraping it.
She like went through multiple tools.
I also went through multiple seasons of The Office because I would just had it on in the background constantly. So I associate just like sitting in the shower scraping the walls and the floor with The Office.
You use like a screwdriver that we still have. It is a round nub.
It's a round.
It used to be a screwdriver with sharp corners.
Yeah, it used to be a flathead screwdriver. Now it's a nub. Round head.
It's like we have a screwdriver that's just like a nub that Caitlin hand filed down using grout in our shower. You went through like an entire razor blade, wore that down to a nub.
Multiple razor blades,
and you went through an entire like scraper tool. Yep. Like a paint tool or something like that. I don't know. Like,
so many tools. Like,
imagine sanding metal down multiple times using a shower.
Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't scraping grout away with tools. I was scraping tools away with grout. For days I was in there. And then finally, even my cheapness couldn't take it anymore. And I was like, we have to hire someone to fix the shower situation.
And then
came and did? They did sanded grout, or they sanded caulk. Where I had scraped away all the caulk, and I guess that was partially better than the normal caulk that had been there. But guess what's now peeling? And we're in the same situation as that old sanded caulk.
Yep. And it's bad. It's bad. And it only lasted. It was only fixed for like 3 months.
Yeah. So upset that like I went through so much work, and then we paid someone to basically undo my work.
Even as DIYers who do DIY as their job, there are problems in our house which we just ignore. We're just like, eh.
Oh, we've been ignoring it for years now, and I'm like, oh, it's fine, whatever. I don't care. I don't want to hire someone else to come back and do it because I'm traumatized.
And we're not going to do it ourselves because we're traumatized.
Yeah, but the blog, going through our post, did bring back so many memories of just like, I mean, a lot of the projects we were doing were just like not super exciting home stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of where we started. It wasn't like doing artistic resin projects. So we did have a couple art things in there because we did do some art.
Yeah. But a few like fun DIY, like Halloween tutorial things. Fun crafts and
things. But yeah, so much of it was like, patching our exterior siding and fixing leaks. And
hey, our exterior siding is still doing good.
Still doing good. Still doing good.
Solid.
Yep. Solid.
But I mean, we could just tell stories for so long about all of our past DIY projects.
Yeah.
things that went wrong. We could do a whole podcast about like DIY has gone wrong. Have we done that already?
I think we did do that. I don't know. I'm losing track. If you consider that we started the blog in 2013, we've been putting out content, like especially project related content, for a long time. Yeah, so I feel like years. It's justified that we forget what we've done sometimes.
Yeah. That is interesting. That is interesting because, yeah, we have been putting out content for 7 years. We're OG, baby.
So OG.
We're so OG. We're just so OG we forget how OG we are.
Yep.
It's just we were completely unsuccessful for at least 3 years.
Four of those years.
Yeah, 3 or 4 years.
At least, yeah.
You know, we are learning, Caitlin. We are incubating.
Yeah, we're incubating.
But yeah, what was it like scrolling through all of our like old posts and everything and seeing all of that again?
It was very nostalgic. It also made me simultaneously look forward to like starting fresh with a new house again, and also dread starting fresh with a new house again.
Oh yeah. We looked at some before and afters of our house. Mm-hmm. Ooh, this house was bad. I forget how uncozy and bad.
It was a fixer-upper.
It was a fixer-upper.
Yeah. It wasn't the worst, but it was just
it had good bones.
Some
renovations had already been done, some very poorly.
Yeah.
But some had been redone.
But yeah,
I mean, there's some things that we are just fixing right now. Like, side update. I got this really cool little tool. I'll link it down below that lets you adjust doors up and down. We have had the door into our bedroom hasn't closed for 7 years.
Yeah.
I just fixed that like a week ago.
Yeah, exactly. there's still things on our to-do list. Oh, and we would post like occasional upcoming project to-do lists on the blog. And some of them, I'm like, wow, we finally did that. Like changing out the sconces by our front door.
Yeah, yeah.
And like painting the front door. I was like, yeah, we finally did that. And then some were like, like painting the exterior of the house. And I was like, no, we're never going to do that.
Like in one of our very first posts, that was one of Caitlin's main goals. We're like, okay, this house is fine, but I don't like its ugly outdoor paint color. And now we're like, it's okay. It's fine. It's kind of cozy, right? It's warm.
You just get used to things. But yeah, what feelings did you have scrolling through the old post?
Kind of not wasted potential, but like,
so much work that like didn't really
so go much work that and in the end it got us somewhere. I mean, we can't really practice. Separate Evan and Caitlin the blog from us now because we found our voice. We found how to document. Basically, there was a pretty smooth transition between our blog post and our very first videos, if you think about it. Mm-hmm. Because what we did is we planned out the project. We wrote the script, which was basically writing a blog post. We would write the intro. We would write everything that we wanted to say. And that has very strong ties to our blog.
Yeah, that's true.
And then we would just, instead of taking pictures while we did it, we would film while we did it. And that did, there was an adjustment period between like that. And, you know, we didn't need to do all of that work to like bridge that gap. But I mean, I do think that without the blog, there wouldn't have been the YouTube channel.
Well, I think another big thing, just taking it back even further, is our channel was based on like the concept we had already developed in the blog, which was like, doing DIY home tutorials as a couple with like hopefully kind of funny undertones, like a funny voice. And if we hadn't done the blog, I don't think we would have even thought to do a YouTube channel, because like without that concept, like what would we have done? I don't know.
But yeah,
like, wouldn't have just started like vlogging randomly. You know?
I think that like this may come across as, I don't know, I'm just going to say it and just hope it comes out okay. But when we were writing the blog, we were proud of it. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought that Caitlin's posts were hilarious. I always looked forward to the things that she wrote, and hopefully you looked forward to the things that I wrote.
I did.
We were proud of what we were doing, mm-hmm. and we were getting very little views.
Yeah.
You know, and we were like, you know what? We have a wider unfound audience. And I think that, like, I'm not sure, like, because looking back at when we started our YouTube channel, mm-hmm. I think that, like, I'm like, why did we have so much confidence that we could do this? I don't know. Because it's hard.
Yeah, I don't know why. From the get-go, we were already, like, telling our coworkers and our family, like, yeah we're starting a YouTube channel.
And I think that we had confidence that we can make it work. We're like, yeah, we can did. Do this. And looking back, I don't know why we thought we had that much confidence, but, like, thinking about the blog, I think that's the reason why we had the confidence, even though we might not have realized it, but we were writing blog posts that we were proud of and that we thought were good, mm-hmm. funny, interesting, well-written, informative, all that stuff. And yet they weren't getting views. And maybe that's why we're thinking, like, okay, maybe YouTube is the place where we can grow mm-hmm. and express that.
I think that's right.
Yeah. And I never thought that back then. And I'm only thinking of it now.
Yeah.
But it rings true to me.
Because otherwise, why wouldn't we have just, like, doubled down on the blog? I think it's because, like, we felt like there was potential, but it wasn't
Honestly, like, Fixer Upper. Fixer Upper made us confident. Fixer Upper gave us a lot of confidence. We were like, this is doing well. We have vibes like this a little bit.
Like a couple not taking themselves too seriously.
But also
fixing,
like,
up houses.
Behind the scenes, while we were documenting ourselves through pictures and, like, you know, writing things, we were having fun. Mm-hmm. We were joking around. And one of the big reasons why we did the blog for so long is because it was fun.
It was fun, yeah.
For the two of us to do. Mm-hmm. And we were like, there's some genuineness there that isn't even being captured in the blog. We saw Fixer Upper. We were like, we can do that. We have energy similar to that that just isn't being shown.
Yeah. Maybe,
you know?
Because it's a lot harder to capture that in photos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's so interesting to think about, like, the mindset we were in. But that was around the time when Fixer Upper was starting to get popular. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so weird to think about.
So weird.
Oh, man.
I think this might be a good place to pause. I think this might be a stopping point.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I definitely want to get into, like, blog versus YouTube.
Yeah. And comparing, like, the two, contrasting.
Comparing our experiences and all this different stuff.
Yeah. There's still more that I want to talk about, but
we're already getting pretty deep into the podcast. Yeah,
we're already getting pretty deep. So we're going to move on to thing of the week, but make sure you've done all the things. I don't know where you're listening to this or how, but. Hopefully you're probably subscribed. So we'll look forward to resuming then. But first, we want to hit on some thing of the weeks. And my thing of the week is Minecraft shaders. I know this is a little bit nerdy. This is, like, getting off a little bit,
like,
into the weeds.
I feel like that applies to, like, 90% of your thing of the weeks.
Yes. But for those of you who may not know about Minecraft, it's... one of the biggest games in the world. It's one of the most popular games in the world. And most people play it just like the basic version. But I have been finding a lot of fun trying out all different sorts of shaders because it improves the graphics a lot. And honestly, when I'm playing it with shaders on, it just makes me kind of happy. And what shaders are is they add fancy sky and clouds and they add a sun and they add better shadows. And they do all these things. Like, one thing that you might not even know about, Caitlin, mm-hmm. is in Minecraft, the grass block has a texture. And if you have a ton of grass blocks, it's the repeated texture. But one thing shaders and all these advanced things does is it randomizes the orientation of the blocks. And the difference between the same pattern repeated versus the same pattern rotated is a lot more than you would think.
That's crazy. That's so cool.
But also,
I've been purposely not looking at it too much because I want it to be, like, kind of a surprise when we start playing with shaders.
But also, shaders sometimes get a bad reputation because they're too much. And when I first started getting into shaders, I thought, wow, that's too much. The sun is shining too much. The torches are, like, too fuzzy. There's all these things that I also didn't like. And I have been continually messing with them and trying to find the right balance between improvements and taking it too far from the original Minecraft. Mm-hmm. So messing with, like, when light is emitting from a source, there's an aura around it and how much of that aura do you keep or not? Or you just turn the whole thing off? How much of the rays from the sun do you keep and the lens flare? I've just turned so many things off completely and tuned down so many more things. Because like we've been talking, you know, I've been mentioning it and I've seen comments whenever I mention it. Some people are like, ooh, shaders, yay. Some people are like, oh no, I don't know about shaders, because it can be off-putting and it can make it hard to see or hard to understand. Where you're just like in a Michael Bay movie where there's just like lens flares, everything, and you walk outside and it's so bright and you can't see and there's all these things and everything.
Yeah.
So it's been really interesting kind of refining and figuring that journey out. I don't know.
What's your favorite shader pack? I know you have one.
My favorite shader pack right now is BSL Shaders. I'll link it below and everything. And I also have been trying to like give back to the community. I know that like in our gaming streams, you know, we try to encourage good deeds and everything. And I figure if I am going to be using these resources, you know, we've been supporting some of them on Patreon and donating some, because like, look, we're going to be using these things and we want to give back, and we're into sharing good deeds. So we want to support people who put in extra time to create these cool resources.
Yeah.
Yeah. Caitlin, okay. What's your thing of the week?
My thing of the week is a new podcast.
Which are so valuable to us.
So valuable. Okay. It started late last year, and I found it because it was advertised on the Ologies podcast, which is another one that I've recommended here before, I believe. And the podcast is called Scared to Death, and it's a scary stories podcast.
Which are, like, by the way, one of Caitlin's favorite things.
I love scary stories.
She's been like reading No Sleep for years, which is a subreddit. Anyway,
No Sleep is a subreddit with scary stories. This is like No Sleep in podcast form. But one thing that makes it really unique that I like is it's a couple, a husband and wife couple, that do these podcasts together, and they have like a very fun rapport. They're often teasing each other and just like, yeah, you know, like giving each other a hard time. Like the guy is like very much into the creepy stuff and like doesn't get scared as easily, but like really is into it. And the girl is like kind of superstitious about things, and like the stories will keep her up at night, but she still really likes them, but she also hates them, you know.
That's a great combo.
And so it's really funny to hear their back and forth. And they do like a couple stories in the podcast will be things that he's found online or like gathered from books or whatever. And a couple stories of the podcast will be user submitted or listener submitted stories that she will read to him. So you can have a mix. You have a chance for each of them to like have genuine reactions to the stories.
Listener submitted stories.
Yeah. Listener submitted scary stories, which makes me want to do that. I'm like, I was just thinking about that right now.
I don't know the best way to do it, but look in the description. I think by the time this is out, we'll have some way for y'all to submit stories.
I think that would be so fun.
We want to do a lot of things like where we like interact with you. So maybe like a like advice column with Evan and Caitlin. Yeah. Like Evan and Caitlin advice column.
Ask Ian K.
Ask Ian K. Then maybe a scary stories submit
or like
thing.
Submit embarrassing stories like TIFU.
Yeah, today I messed up.
TIFU. but I think that would be super fun to get to share like user submitted story or viewer submitted
that
stories.
That would be fun.
Listeners,
maybe I'll create a like specialized contact form on our website, evanandcaitlin.com/podcast or something. No, don't listen to anything I say now.
Do whatever the link is.
Do whatever the link is. I think that sounds really fun.
That'd be so fun.
And it'd be fun to like interact with you guys more and everything.
But yeah, super fun podcast. It's not safe for kids. They do curse. But like they're just really funny and the stories are good if you like scary stories. So
yeah. All right, well guys, thank you so much for tuning in and listening. By the way, like sometimes when I need a little pick me up, I do go over to like our Evan and Caitlin podcast review section on the Apple podcast. It's so wholesome and it makes me happy. We do read those reviews and it means a lot to us. So and it helps other people discover the podcast. I'm not really sure what other people would think if they like discover this podcast
and like, they didn't already like know us from the channel.
They don't know us. They're gonna be like,
this is weird.
This is weird. Who are these people? But anyways,
we appreciate
reading
it.
Your reviews makes us happy, so we appreciate it. And we hope you're having a great day and look forward to seeing you in the next podcast.
Bye.